Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So just that little do it, but do it well and do it right by people. So for us, it's very important to be honest and ethical in everything we do because, you know, we feel in business, in property development and being the best version of ourselves is to create a win-win for everybody in every situation you create.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset and strategy. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we talk with Amy Tang, a mother balancing her family duties and her work as a successful property developer. Tang shares with us her stage-by-stage investment strategy, how she has cultivated large profits from development projects, and the mentors who motivated her to pursue property development. As with most investors, Tang's journey in property development did not begin smoothly, as she had no prior knowledge for property development and so could only take little steps at a time.
I would say we did have some people who were a little bit fearful of us putting in so much money into property at the beginning. And I guess that's from, you know, people around us who care about us too. So that was one thing which did put some doubts in our minds, but the fact that we went out and sort and got educated with other successful property investors gave us a little bit more comfort that we just didn't dive straight into buying a property and doing something we didn't know about. We took little steps.
To speed up the process, Tang surrounded herself with like-minded people in the field.
You need to be around a like-minded people who are doing the same deals, the same strategy, going through the same issues, dilemmas, celebrating any wins and success you have because they're the ones day in, day out, know what it's about. And, you know, when we had that support group around us, when things happened and we wanted to share with them, we felt supported and we could keep on going.
With her eager-to-learn mindset, Tang has had many mentors who helped her get started on property development. She adopted their strategies in order to replicate their success.
We researched quite a few different mentors out there in property and decided to learn from one or two of them and really got into doing everything they said, you know, how to set up certain property structures, how to learn about asset protection, how to do certain strategies, get the right A team on board. But we wouldn't have been where we are without those mentors. And, you know, we still get mentors today from other areas that we want to learn more about because, you know, we can never stop learning in our life. I feel I'm always a student, even though we help and mentor other students these days. But we can always improve. We can always get better.
What kind of mentors are you seeking out now to help with what aspects of your life?
We actually have business mentors now because we're building up our business in property development. We're building up our business in education as well. And it's about creating systems within the business, right?
Yep.
So we can, you know, function and be at our best. So that we can give more of ourselves to our clients and to our students. And, you know, it's exciting to learn that once we set something up and we have a process for it, it allows to create space for new things to come into our life too. So I'm not always chasing the tail.
When it comes to giving others the best advice, Tang always recommends people to take action and to try their best in doing it well and doing it right.
I've had really good advice over the years, but one of the ones I can clearly remember and I live day to day is to just take action and do it well and do it right. So what does that mean? It's a little bit like the 5-second rule, you know. You can wait and wait to create that perfection, but life is about experiencing things and doing it, right? So just start little, do it, but do it well and do it right by people. So for us, it's very important for us to be honest and ethical in everything we do because, you know, we feel in business, in property development and being the best version of ourselves is to create a win-win for everybody in every situation you create. And by having that value in our life, we're able to achieve great things and create great relationships with people. And it's more clearly evident in the last 10 years of our success.
She also encourages investors to research and replicate other successful investors as best as they can to ensure profitable results.
I would just say whatever you choose to do, learn from the people who are doing it well and make sure you do all your research and due diligence, align with the right people because if we can do it, anybody can do it, right? We would have believed that we'd be in the position today where we've done multiple developments and other strategies and able to create that freedom in our life.
When it comes to investment strategy, Tang takes on her development projects in 12 stages and commits to progressing through all her steps on each investment project.
We have a small property development course that we've actually wrote for students that started last year. And that developed from our deals and everything we've done over the last 10 years. And we stick with those 12 steps that we do. Day by day, and every deal that we do goes from stage 1 to stage 12. So we're constantly referring back to, okay, now we're at, you know, stage 2. We've got to research the area, the target area, why we want to buy a site here, why do we want to develop here. And we finish all the due diligence we need to do there before we move on to the next stage where we look at the site due diligence further with the A team. So I guess for us, it's about having those 12 stages and all the steps that's involved with that. And it's something that my partner Jason and I and our team follows in order to get the project successfully completed from start to finish.
She accredits much of her success with a 12-stage strategy to having a good team of experts in the field to back her up with her decisions and actions.
Sure, some projects would divert off a little bit, but mostly a lot of that is actually working with your team of professionals because, you know, I'm not a structural engineer, I'm not a builder, but if I have the best team of builders and structural engineers on my team, then I can actually get the best advice and the best solutions tailored to my project. So a lot of that is really managing my team well, keeping in contact with them, knowing who to go to when something comes up so that I get great results quickly as I move along throughout the process.
For Tang, her property development team is split into primary and secondary team, both of which are incredibly important to all stages of an investment strategy.
In property development, you have your primary team and then your secondary team. So my primary team would consist of people that's actually within my property development team. I would have my accountant, my solicitor, my finance brokers, whether it's residential or commercial. I'd have my architect, my builder, and town planner. So they would be my primary team. Those people I talk to day in, day out more often when I'm actually doing the deal or when I'm actually looking for deals. because they're structuring my business, they're looking at contracts, they're looking at initial concept designs and costings as well, right? And then my secondary team within property development would be all the other consultants that I use. You've got all your engineers, and there's so many engineers and consultants out there, but some of the typical ones are you've got your hydraulics, your structurals, your civil engineers, mechanical, acoustic, traffic, and the list goes on. But then you also have, you know, your sales and marketing people, which are your real estate agents, your marketers, your graphic designers, your 3D renderers, and then you've got your surveyors, quantity surveyors, your valuers. So there's quite a lot of people within that team, right? You don't need to know every single member within your secondary team, because a lot of it gets referred to by your architects, your town planners, your builders as well.
Both teams have heavily contributed to Tang's success in property investment and have provided her with knowledge and experience while under her leadership.
I have a lot of fun dealing with, you know, everyone in our team, because I'm constantly learning from them. How does this work? How does that work? How do we get the best solution? So my job is about project management as a development consultant of these people. Something comes up. Okay, let's get the team together. We're going to do a conference call. We're going to meet together in a room. We're going to workshop what's come up. How do we get the best three solutions, cost effective, and then move on? So for me, it's about I'm the lead person, you know, in a property development project. It's up to me to bring them together, right? Because the architect's not going to lead, you know, I'm the one with financial interest in the deal. How do I bring this together with something that needs to be done quickly? So there's a timeline involved, there's a budget involved, and knowing the 12 stages of that property development allows me to work and know what that time frame is for each step.
She has gathered such large teams purely from word of mouth and staff recommendations.
It's easier than it sounds because, you know, one team member will recommend someone, and it's all about word of mouth and referrals and finding people who have PTR, proven track record, in the area that you're developing in, because you're not starting from scratch. There's always ways to get information to find the best A-team as well. Somebody else would have done it.
Tang aims to teach a 12-stage development strategy with a partner to young and aspiring property investors in Australia.
The 12 stages of property development. My partner and I, Jason Byron, and I, we have a program called Property Developer Success. And we teach students all around Australia how to do profitable small developments. And we've got a lot of students already since last year who we're helping with understanding what the 12 stages are and how to do it well, because property development can be very profitable, even from a small subdivision duplex deal to multiple townhouses or units. And we've really stayed with the small developers because it's allowed us to do deals in an efficient time frame as well. And a lot of those we've also done as joint ventures over the years. So we enjoy doing joint ventures, working with other clients, teaching them along the way as well, and creating profits for everybody. So that's what it's about. So we definitely enjoy it. It's one of our passions, and part of our purpose is really to inspire and to empower people to use property development as a tool to create more wealth, to create more balance, to create more time and choice in their life. And you can do that with property development, and you start small. You don't need to jump big. That's where we started. But once you got that system up and going, you're able to choose whether you want to do one deal or two deal or three deals a year. So, yeah, it's very exciting. We love doing what we do.
She encourages more investors to start with small development projects as they can apply the experience to larger and more profitable projects in the future.
So small developments, it can be a new house built, that's a development. It can be a duplex, a subdivision, two new builds, so anything that you're building new, right? But typically a small development can be anywhere from, say, 2 to 10 units. And, you know, we have a lot of students doing that and they're making good profits on it too. So, you know, whatever it is, if you haven't done any property development, start small. Learn the system, learn to master that process, do it well, and then you can repeat it as you get bigger in the deal.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve further into Tang's property investment strategy, where we touch on her future plans.
We definitely like to look at being closer to metropolitan areas rather than completely regional, but that's a personal preference for us.
Her advice to young investors?
Surround yourself with successful people in the industry that you want to be developing, getting good at.
The personal habit that has contributed to her success in the industry?
I love my little book of daily to-do list because, you know, we all have so much thoughts in our head. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And, you know, just to get it out of my head.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Are you looking at buying or investing in property? Don't panic. Property is still a great investment. Is it now the time to buy, sell, or hold? Find out from Australia's leading industry experts on how to take advantage of today's market. You'll learn the secrets to renovating for profit or gain the knowledge, skills, and motivation to invest at the First Home Buyers Masterclass, plus much, much more. Whether you're a new or experienced investor, you can't miss the Sydney Property Buy Expo on the 7th, 8th and 9th of September. Use the promo code PI for a 3-day free pass valued at $50. For tickets and more information, visit propertybuyexpo.com.au. Currently, Tang is working on improving her property development process and ensuring her properties are desirable for potential buyers in both affordability and practicality.
Well, we love building beautiful products. That's part of our motto as well. We want to create products that are multifunctional and have longevity so that the buyer, the investor, the tenant, person living in it can maximize the use of the space as it evolves, because a lot of people now are working from home as well as small businesses grow. So we always add a little bit extra to the design and layout of our products. We do really nice finishes as well, so it stands out above the rest from other comparable products, and pricing them well so that it is affordable as well for the people. So it is balancing all those mix depending on which area we're in. But we would definitely, we also like doing luxury houses. That's, I guess that's something that allows me to put my design creativity into it. So we still do a lot of luxury homes as well as multiple townhouses. That's our focus.
For all young aspiring listeners, Tang believes that it's important to believe in oneself and to not underestimate one's capabilities.
I would say believe in yourself. Surround yourself with successful people in the industry that you want to be developing, getting good at, and just take the jump. Just do it.
In regards to future investment properties, Tang plans on straying away from old properties and opts to work with newer and low-maintenance properties instead.
I definitely see a lot of potential. It's great when you have a choice of what you can do, which is what we've created for ourselves now. For us, it's about how to recreate properties that we could have in our portfolio that will give us great income as we age and get older, right? So properties that are lower in maintenance, higher growth areas, and areas that will always have that demand as well. We definitely like to look at being closer to metropolitan areas rather than completely regional, but that's a personal preference for us.
She's also eager to do deals interstate, keeping in mind not to grow too attached to development projects.
Well, we actually don't call ourselves we're here forever. We like to have that flexibility to live wherever we want to live. And we're able to do that with our property development business because we can easily develop in other states, which we already do. But you never know. You know, we have homes down there too. So we are always looking at opportunities. And we don't get too emotionally attached to our properties as well. So we always design and build for something that's good for us, but something we can easily rent out as well.
To ensure working between states produces successful deals, Tang knows to thoroughly manage her team of workers so that they do their respective jobs correctly.
Our very first deal was, you know, out in the country. And, you know, we did actually physically drive there. So that was something, real lesson and learning there. But our first joint venture deal we did was interstate as well. And we found the deal by doing all the research online and did go up to see it. But we were able to manage that deal over a year via phone, internet, emails. And we only went up there two or three times over that period. And it was a successful deal. So it's about managing that team. You know, for example, I would not pay the builder unless he takes all the photos and a video for me to show that the work's been completed. So really building that trust and accountability for the people you're working with and being professional in the way you talk and act with them too. So you're not just, you know, someone doing this as a hobby, you're serious about it, you've got a time frame, you've got a budget, you need to get things done.
Tang is a huge fan of self-development books and even encourages her students to read them as she believes that some promote the right mindsets for investors to become successful.
I am a big reader of self-development books and spiritual and mindset books and mentors out there. So I have plenty of them. One of the ones that I recommend to a lot of my students for the mindset is The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. She's a great speaker in the US, but she talks about how we all sometimes let the fear sink into us before we do anything, and it stops us from creating the life we want, making that decision to do something we don't want to do. And I recommend people to read it because if you take action within the 5 seconds before that fear sets in, you'll just do it. And other books I can recommend, I've read a lot of The Power of Now, The Book of Joy by Dalai Lama. So, yeah, look, I definitely recommend everybody to learn from other successful people, no matter what industry they're in, because there's always something that you can pick up to improve your life, your business, your relationships, and your mindset as well.
With personal habits, Tang recommends using daily to-do lists to organize one's schedule.
I love my little book of daily to-do lists because, you know, we all have so much thoughts in our head. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And, you know, just to get it out of my head, I'll either have it on my iPhone list or my notepad. And, you know, if something comes to me in the middle of the night and say, I've got to do this, I'll just write it down straight away. So then it doesn't have to continue to flow in my head, right? And day to day, I'll have lots of lists of things to do, but I will circle, say, 3 to 5 top priority things that need to be achieved that day that are also the hardest, and get those things done first. And then if I can get those 3 to 5 things done that day, I'll be happy. There's all these other little things that need to be done, but they weren't priorities, so they can roll on to the next day.
For Tang, her 3 top priorities to do are decided by how essential they are to fulfilling her end goal of the week.
They are probably 3 top priorities that will advance me closer to my goals that I've set for that particular week. So I always refer those 3 to 5 things to, okay, what are the main goals that need to be achieved that week? And what are the tasks that need to be done that day to get closer to those goals?
If you want to reach out to Tang, you can contact her via her website.
been great to share my journey and hopefully inspire some people out there to get educated, to learn more about property developing, because it's really given us choice in life to have, you know, balance in our lives, you know, and to be able to build our wealth too. Look, you can go onto our website, propertydeveloper.com.au, or you can also find and follow us on Facebook under Amy Tang, or Instagram as well. And there's a lot of information and a lot of stories about our day-to-day there. So, yeah.
Thank you to Amy Tang, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about her journey, visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar Amy Tang and select that episode to learn more about her story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.